Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, coming up on 9 o'clock, because I'm anal retentive, Al, I tend to, from the very beginning of the week, stockpile questions I want to ask the manager of the Phillies, Gabe Kapler. If he had called in on Tuesday, about 95% of the questions I asked would have been of a positive nature.
Yeah, timing is everything.
The only thing might have been Odubel, I'm not sure. But now there's more negativity. I can't help it. But I am honored to have him on our show every week, the manager of the Phillies, Gabe Kapler. How you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing well, Angelo. How are you?
Well, we were very happy a couple of days ago, Gabe. A little less so today after two tough losses. I'll start with this.
I don't blame you.
We're still kind of stuck on Tuesday night. And I just want to ask you, if you could manage that game again, would you change anything that you did Tuesday night?
I don't think I would, Angelo. We had set Sir Anthony as a guy who was going to give us one plus in that game. And in fact, after his first inning of work, we thought he looked as good as that he's looked all season long, perhaps even dating back last year. Felt really good about him going into the second inning of work. He didn't have it in the second inning. And, you know, at that point, it felt like we had to make a change.
We're really stuck on is Pat Neshek. We're really struggling right now with Pat because – apparently on Tuesday night, after the win on Monday night, he was not available to you because he warmed up on Monday night. Is that correct? Is that accurate?
Well, Pat has been heavily used in the bullpen getting him up. So one of the things that we've thought deeply about is when a guy delivers a pitch in the bullpen, how much different is it than delivering a pitch in the game? And obviously the intensity level is a little bit higher in the game. But we had gotten Pat up a lot. A lot of our guys have been up in the bullpen quite a bit. I think it's important to note, we've been without Victor Arano, Uribe Ramos, Tommy Hunter, David Robertson. So these are guys that we knew we would be depending on heavily during this part of the season. And at this point, we just don't have them available because they've been on the injured list. So that's put an additional stress on the rest of our bullpen. We've gotten those guys up. We've asked a lot of them. And every once in a while, we've just got to give them a blow.
But see, he had only pitched three times since May 4th. And what I'm trying to understand, I know he's up a lot in the bullpen, Gabe, but is that your decision not to use him Tuesday night, or does he come to you and say, that's it, I'm not available?
No, it's always my decision. It's always on my shoulders. I made the decision not to use Pat. I felt like we had gotten him up quite a bit, put a lot of stress on him, and that's my decision.
All right, but doesn't he feel he owes it to the team being a very good relief pitcher to come in and seal down that game Tuesday night?
I think that I have to know our pitchers inside and out. That's part of my responsibility as the manager of this club, to put the Phillies in the best position to win, not just tonight's game, but long term. And it was my decision to not use Pat.
All right. You just mentioned that you have to be on the same wavelength with the pitchers. Seems like there's a bit of a disconnect right now with Vince Velasquez, Gabe, because he said yesterday that he's coming back into the rotation. He kind of made it as an announcement, but that hasn't been decided yet, has it?
We haven't made that decision yet. We're thinking through ways we could activate Vince. It's possible that we activate him and give him a start against the Cardinals. It's possible that we activate him and use him out of the bullpen, but those are things that have yet to be determined and things that we'll discuss today at the ballpark and get ready for the Cubs.
All right. He has the kind of skill level where he would be a good bullpen guy if you needed one in that role. Is that correct?
There's no question that he's got the arm strength. He's got the stuff, the fastball, the breaking balls to handle a bullpen role. Because he has all those gifts, he also has the gifts for the starting rotation as well. So, again, I'm certainly not trying to dance around your question here, Angelo, because the bottom line is we have not made that determination yet. So I really like what Vince said. When a guy comes out and says, that's my spot, I want that spot, that's exactly what we want out of our pitchers.
I don't have to tell you, Gabe, in Philadelphia, that every one of us is managing the games along with you, only we never lose.
Right.
I'm curious, over the weekend, you stay with Aaron Nola, Sir Anthony Dominguez, there was some question about whether to bring him back that second inning. Could you kind of give us a little insight into how you decide when to remove a pitcher and when to stick with him?
Sure. I think the first thing we look at is, does he still have his stuff? So the stuff that he had in the first and second inning of the game, in the case of a starting pitcher, does he still have that in the fifth, sixth, and the seventh? Second thing we ask ourselves is this our best option to get the next three, four, five batters out? If the answer to that question is yes, and especially in the case of a guy like Aaron Nola, you give him as much rope as possible because, quite frankly, he's earned it. Over the course of the last year plus, he's been our best starter. He's been the guy that we've depended on. And so, therefore, he's earned that trust. The other thing he showed us in the past, Angelo, is that sometimes he can wrestle through a couple of innings and then get even stronger as the game progresses. I'm constantly building trust with our pitchers, and I want them to know that when they're performing, we believe that they're going to continue to perform. And if they've earned it, we give them that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with a guy and knowing when a guy's losing his stuff. Is that strictly an eye test, or in the analytics age, is there more that goes into that? Is there data you can look at for a pitcher during a game?
There is. And I don't think that it's one thing or another. So we can look at, obviously, the velocity. We can look at the movement. Is it moving horizontally or vertically the same way it was earlier in the game? But honestly, like, that stuff is just a layer. The first and thing that's most important is what are our eyes telling us? And also having conversations with the pitcher in game. And I'll talk to Nola and Jake Arrieta and these guys, and I'll ask them, like, how are you doing? How's your body feeling? And a lot of times, you know, they'll tell you the truth. If they feel strong, you send them back out if they've earned the opportunity to do so.
All right. Now, we have seen Scott Kingery come back off the hamstring issue and get some work in center field. Is there any way he could win that job outright?
I think Scott Kingery profiles best as a guy who plays a little third, little shortstop, little second base, outfield. But certainly we're not putting any limitations on it. If he's the best option to go play center field every day, he'll go play center field every day. I don't think that's what's happening right now. I think it makes sense to give Michael Franco a blow and Cesar Hernandez a blow. And Scott's a really good infielder as well as being capable in the outfield. But I think for the Philadelphia Phillies to give us the best chance to win long-term, he plays multiple positions for us.
Well, here's the issue with the fans, Gabe. Odubel Herrera's hitting .219 right now. And he really has not had, if you went a whole calendar year, has not been what he was doing previous. Is there a chance you look for another option permanently in center field than Odubel?
Well, I'll say this. I acknowledge that Odubel has not been the player that we all know he can be. He hasn't been the hitter in the box that we know he can be. And it's a little early to start kind of taking him out of that position completely. But certainly it's a competition out there. I mean, I said that in spring training. The guy who gives us the best opportunity to win every night at that position will play. So, you know, as you've seen the last couple nights, Scott's played out there.
Yeah.
Today it's more likely that Odubel gets back out there in center field against John Lester. And I think it's more likely that Scott Kingery plays on the infield for us.
Okay.
But I'm not making any long-term declarations about, you know, who the everyday center fielder is going to be, because we don't have one right now.
All right. I wanted to end with a couple of accomplishments by Bryce Harper this week, who also got three hits last night, by the way. Harper made a throw from right field that we were told was 96 miles an hour. Gabe, I did not know he had that kind of arm. Did you?
I did.
You did.
I wasn't putting a radar gun on his arm when he was playing for the Nationals. I can tell you that. But I knew that he had a great arm. He's been a really good defender for us. And I think that was one of the question marks coming in for a lot of people externally. I understand that. But we knew that he was a great athlete. We knew he had a great arm. He's positioned himself very well. He's made big plays for us. And anytime the ball goes up in the air, there's a runner on third base and less than two outs, we really want Bryce throwing the ball to the plate. So, yeah, we feel good about the work that he's done out there.
You know, I know you've used position players occasionally as pitchers. Might we see Bryce in that role at some juncture?
No.
You want to think that over, more, Gabe?
I promise you, at least in the first 10 years of the contract, that won't happen.
Last thing. 466-foot home run. Can you give me a reaction of when Bryce hit it, and have you ever seen one hit harder?
It was the furthest ball that I've seen hit at Citizens Bank Park. I mean, going back through my memory, there were some balls that I've seen hit that feel like they were about that far. I've never seen a ball go that far at our home ballpark, and I think everybody just paused for a moment to kind of really marvel at the distance of that ball. It's pretty cool.
Mm. Ever see one bigger anywhere else, Gabe?
Bigger? You mean going farther?
Big Poppy. Did he ever hit one 500 feet?
No. Big Poppy didn't hit balls like that. Oh. I mean, I guess I remember when Mark McGwire came to the old Tiger Stadium and took batting practice and was hitting balls out of the stadium. Everybody just kind of paused and their jaws were dropping.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like that, but Bryce's ball to center field certainly deserves consideration for the furthest ball I've seen hit.
Bills 220 today right here on WIP. Let's win one today, Gabe. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Angelo. Bye-bye.
Gabe Kapler out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.